And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We truly appreciate your support this offseason. Spread the word. Tell everyone, whether it's in DFW or beyond, that there is a program still talking hockey, and it's Spits and Suds. Really excited because we're going to go live to Kelowna in Canada for a Memorial Cup update with our friend Sean Shapiro in just a moment. It is so cool that Sean is covering the Memorial Cup, and I have so many questions about the Memorial Cup Junior Hockey. We're going to get into Vegas and what they've done to Colorado and more in just a second. Let's talk about those on-time experts because, let's be honest, here in North Texas, the rain has been falling, and that is keeping the temperature down. So you might be thinking, wow, it is great for the lawn. Absolutely. And it's also great for keeping the temperature down in your house. So, of course, you're not thinking, well, I got to take care of my AC unit. But I promise you, once this rain goes away, the heat will go up. Specifically, the mugginess will stay. So that AC is going to kick on. It's going to kick on a lot. And that's why you need to call my friends at the On-Time Experts. And here's why. If you're a first-time customer, if you're listening to this right now and saying, Gavin, why? My AC is working perfectly. Well, for just $59, they can come in and clean it out. It's more than just a filter. It's great that you're changing your filter, but you also need to deep clean your system. And the On-Time Experts will do that for just $59 for first-time customers. And they'll go over your complete system. And then they'll sit down with you and go over all your parts and make sure. And trust me, they're not looking for the quick, like, you know, you see these people knocking on your door, can I inspect your roof? And they'll find a problem. No, the On-Time Experts want you as a customer for life. So basically, like they told me, hey, we need to keep an eye on this part, but right now it seems to be functioning pretty well. Also, they have that awesome $99 first floor drain cleaning. And how sweet is that when all your drains on your floor are just working magically and you don't have to get underneath, you don't have to pull the pipes apart. They do all the work for you. So, I mean, if you're a first-time customer for the On-Time Experts, just for $160 plus tax, I mean, two items off the spring checklist, that is awesome. And I love supporting the On-Time Experts because they support local hockey and DFW. They make this program happen. They also are the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. Same-day service guaranteed. So if you say, you know what? I like this special Gavin's talking about. You can go on the ontimeexperts.com and they'll arrive today. That's right. They have the experienced technicians and they have lots of them. The ontimeexperts.com, proud sponsor of Spits and Suds. We love talking with our buddy Sean Shapiro. Of course, support him with his Substack, which is Shap Shots. And why? Perfect example is this. Sean has traveled to Kelowna, not the easiest place to get to, for the Memorial Cup. And this is the kind of coverage you're going to get. And for instance, many of you listening right now, like I was talking to my hockey buddy the other day, who's been a Stars season ticket holder for 20 plus years. And he says, what's the Memorial Cup? And I looked at him like, oh my goodness. So it's a great learning lesson. And that's the stuff Sean can bring to you. He also writes for D Magazine. He also has the book with our friend, Stephen Meserve, called We Win Here, the story of the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. Really excited to talk to him. Hello, Canada. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, Gavin. I really appreciate the intro. I'm, as you can imagine, I'm a little, my body is a little discombobulated time-wise right now because I had the Monday night flight from Eastern time zone to Pacific time and was therefore up super early yesterday and still up early this morning because getting used to the Pacific time, but happy to be here, and it's a fun day to talk hockey with you, Gavin, and it's exciting.
One of the things that I appreciate at you, Sean, is that you're covering all angles. You cover the PWHL, you cover the Memorial Cup, you cover the Dallas Stars, you do a great job with the Red Wings, you do a great job overall with the NHL. I love your passion overall for hockey. So, like I told, I was a serious story. I was at a bar and we were watching Montreal, Carolina, and I brought up the Memorial Cup because one of my friends hails from Montreal And he was excited to talk about the Memorial Cup and his history watching junior hockey. My friend says, what's the Memorial Cup? And we just don't see this kind of thing in the U.S. So Sean, go into it. But for listeners listening for the first time, there are several junior hockey leagues throughout Canada, and it does bleed a little bit into the U.S. with the WHL. And the coolest thing is they run a tournament to find out what the best junior hockey league team is. And boy, what excitement and what a honor for those boys that end up winning it.
Yeah, and there's also a couple there's actually seven teams in the United States between the WHL the OA. There's a couple teams in the OHL as well that are in the United States. Well, so, but yeah, it's, to me, it's one of the, in North American sports, right? We don't get the kind of collision of, we have such a top-down system, right? Like the NBA is the best basketball league. The NFL is obviously the best football league. Like it's, and so there's, I love the kind of, you get kind of a regional collision for the championship of the Canadian Hockey League, the CHL. And obviously there's some American teams in there. Well, and you get the winner of the WHL, the winner of the QMJHL, the winner of the OHL, and the host team. And it's kind of a cool collision of different playing styles, cultures. Yesterday I was at the game last night between the Kitchener Rangers, the champions of the Ontario Hockey League, and Chicoutimi, who's the champions of the Quebec Maritime Junior Hockey League. And it's kind of cool. I mean, it's one press conference is 95% in French. I don't understand a single word and everything like that. And then Kitchener comes up, and there's something kind of cool about that. And to me, it's kind of the closest thing we get to kind of like Champions League soccer that we get in Europe. It's kind of, hey, we get, all of these teams are winners. All of them are champions, but we're going to kind of put something more on the line. And I think it's such a cool thing. And if you're in DFW, listening to this or wherever you are, it is all streaming on Victory Plus. So you already know, if you're a Stars fan, you already know how to find the place this is streaming. So you can go watch, like, for example, there's a really good game tonight between Everett and Kelowna where, the stakes are kind of cool for this, where we already know Kitchener has already clinched a spot in the Memorial Cup final on Sunday because they went 3-0 in the group stage. But the other three teams are all still in it. And if Kelowna wins tonight, we'll have three teams that are all 1-2. And then there'll be a tiebreaker game tomorrow and then a semifinal on Friday. And the winner of that semifinal will play Kitchener for the championship. So real a lot on the line still in every game. Hockey's been really good. Lot of fun, and I highly encourage anyone to watch. One of my favorite things about junior hockey is some of the bad habits haven't been coached out of the players, right? Like the NHL is the best league in the world. The NHL is also, game-wise, Gavin, there's times the NHL game can be boring. Right. There are times where it's coaches have gotten their hands on it so well that the structure can kind of like in junior hockey, as even the most structured teams have 18, 19, 20 year olds still learning the game, still learning this. And there's so much more chaos and excitement. So junior hockey is by far, in my mind, one of the most thrilling products to watch. So I highly encourage anyone looking for a hockey fix tonight or over the next couple of days to watch.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
So a couple of things on that, and we will get to Vegas and Colorado in just a second, as well as Montreal and Carolina. But the athletes are between the ages of 16 and 20. They live in billet homes, which for those that don't know, those are basically volunteers that do get a stipend, but the players get to live at the house. Fascinating. You were at the game last night in an unfortunate play where Christian Humphreys was stomped, his foot was stomped on multiple times. The player was kicked out of the game, and the QMJHL came out and you retweeted it, where said, am I correct in this? It's Jordan Tourigny?
Tourigny.
Okay. Jordan Tourigny made a regrettable play in the third period, one he deeply regrets. However, the hate, threats, and violent messages being directed at him on social media have absolutely no place in our game and in our community. Our players are young athletes between the ages of 16 and 20. They deserve respect and support, even in difficult moments. Hockey is a game. Please treat these players with dignity. Thank you. There's so much on the line as far as pride, Sean, that I think people tend to forget. Like, for instance, and sorry to bounce around, but I was watching, they showed the camera on ice level that they do, and it was showing a fight in the Memorial Cup. And I don't know why, I think it was because of the age, Sean, but I didn't like it. And I'm pro fighting. Like, I felt uncomfortable. And I said to myself, I don't necessarily want a 16-year-old fighting, but am I wrong on that? So let's talk about those two issues that happened.
Yeah. Let's start with the Tourigny incident. Two things can be true. That's a horrific call. If that's a horrific infraction. If anyone goes and watches that video, that is a there is no excuse for the stomping with the skate blade on another play. Like, he's going right for the, like, that's bad. That's really bad. And so I obviously do not condone, no one should condone the online hate and everything like that we've seen, but there is it was an egregious play, and I assume he's an overager. He turned 21 during this season. His junior career is going to be over after that play. We haven't gotten the ruling on the suspension yet, but whether Chikudimi has one, two, or three games remaining, he should not be playing again after that. Can you imagine, Gavin, the reaction from Kitchener if he was to not get a suspension and all of a sudden on Sunday playing and he's in the lineup, right? That would be so. Now that incident is bad, and I know it's easy to make jokes about NHL player safety, but I actually like that NHL player safety is the one handling the suspension because it's a neutral party. One of the interesting things about the Memorial Cup, and one of the wonderful things and challenges at the same time, is you've got three leagues with three different rules, right? Like, not they're still all playing hockey, but there's slightly different rules for the Q and the OHL and the WHL. And then when the I kind of come together, you have to find a way to to mesh it all. And so having the NHL player safety handle suspensions and supplemental discipline kind of allows for a neutral party to kind of control things. That being said, let's kind of get to the fighting part of it. Fighting is also a fascinating element within junior hockey because it's basically been legislated out in the queue now. The QMJHL has much stiffer penalties for fighting, and so it's basically non-existent. But the WHL and the OHL have stiffer penalties, but it's still part of the game. And I know people are going to disagree with me, Gavin, on this, but I don't see, like, I don't really see what it added. I don't see what it adds. I don't really see the, like, I know, like, people got excited about the fight view and they're like, oh, this is hockey, and everything got excited about it. But it wasn't the age thing for me. I was watching and I'm like, unless this is going to show me a direct correlation to more people watching the Memorial Cup and more people watching watching the games. Like, I don't really need that. Like, I enjoy, I enjoy the product for what it is. I enjoy the game for what it is. And well, it's, I'm not anti-fighting. I just, it's the whole, I agree with you on that. There's something a bit, I don't know, maybe a little bit too far gladiatorial, I guess. I don't know. It's an interesting thing, because if all of a sudden we lay out, when we use the junior hockey label, it's, oh, it's fine, it's junior hockey. But if we say, oh, hey, here's a 17-year, a league where a 17-year-old's potentially going to fight a 20-year-old, all of a sudden that looks, that's a framing that makes you feel a lot worse about things.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. Quickly, before we move on, like, scouts wise, very popular place for everyone to go right now.
Ran into both Julien Brisebois and Barry Trotz last night. Obviously, Barry Trotz is the outgoing GM of the Nashville Predators, but they don't have their new GM and president of hockey operations named yet. Saw many scouts there, saw a couple agents. So it is one of the places to be right now in the hockey world. And I saw a Stars scout as well there. All 32 NHL teams are in the building in some shape or form. So a lot of, it's a lot of schmoozing. I'll use that word.
Well, I'll say it again, Sean, thank you for covering things like this. I know it's not the focus of this podcast, but I love talking various aspects of hockey, and, you actually have got me into junior hockey a lot more, and I'm fascinated. And for those Stars fans listening, like, okay, you know, Gavin, why are you talking about this? Well, I mean, Wyatt Johnston came from the juniors. Maverick Bourque came from the juniors. You know, so many players come up through junior hockey. So it's really an important aspect to get to the NHL. And this is not easy to play junior hockey. These are some of the best of the best. That play. And, you know, as we mentioned on a previous show, when you look at the top three in the last 50 years, if Wayne Gretzky's third on the list and Sidney Crosby's second and Mario Lemieux's first, that's a pretty good list. And I went down all 50 players, Sean, and there wasn't a player that I not only did not recognize, there wasn't a player that said, oh, wow, and got me talking about that player. It was a tremendous list. I know you contributed to it. So that was awesome.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.